Random House Audio presents The Ballad of Ballard and Sandrine by Peter Straub. Read for you by Michael Kramer. 1997.
So, do we get lunch again today?
Ballard asked. They had reached the steaming, humid end of November.
We got fucking lunch yesterday, replied the naked woman splayed on the long table.
Knees bent, one hip elevated, one boneless-looking arm draped along the curves of her body, which, despite its hidden scars, appeared to be at least a decade younger than her face.
Why should today be different?
After an outwardly privileged childhood, polluted by parental misconduct, a superior education and two failed marriages, Sandrine Loy had evolved into a rebellious, still exploratory woman of 43. At present, her voice had a well-honed edge, as if she were explaining something to a person of questionable intelligence. 2 days before joining Sandrine on this river journey, Ballard had celebrated his 65th birthday at a dinner in Hong Kong, one of the cities where he conducted his odd business. Sandrine had not been invited to the dinner, and would not have attended if she had. The formal, ceremonious side of Ballard's life, which he found so satisfying, interested her not at all. Without in any way adjusting the facts of the extraordinary body she had put on display, Sandrine lowered her eyes from the ceiling and examined him with a glance brimming with false curiosity and false innocence. The glance also contained a flicker of genuine irritation. Abruptly, and with vivid recall, Ballard found himself remembering the late afternoon in 1969, when 9 floors...